Good afternoon, Evan. It's Kyle calling from Oakview Financial. How are you today? That's good to hear. I've got you scheduled in for an annual review. Is now still a good time? Perfect. I do have to let you know, Evan, these calls are recorded for quality and training purposes there now. And then just to get just stuck into that one, I'll just pass you through security, just that name, date of birth, and current address, if that's all right. Perfect. Now, I do have to let you know there as well, Evan, that this has been beeped out a little bit, the end review process. So we'll just run through an updated fact find, see sort of what's changed, if anything needs addressing, if that's all right, if you've got the time. And then I'll run, perfect. And then I'll run sort of through the last 12 months and then also do a bit of a risk profile, see if everything's in line with what we've got you invested in. Brilliant. So I'll get stuck into that one there. With that, so you haven't moved in the last 12 months, so still at the 70 Colebrook. Perfect. I'll get that the same. And then as far as your email, that's still econyard05@gmail.com. Perfect. And are you still with your de facto partner at the moment? Perfect. And still just the two dependents at home, not caring for your kids at the moment? Perfect. Yeah, they'd probably be, what, 24, 27 now for both of them? Yeah. And did you want to chuck down your new partner's name, or are you happy just to leave that blank for now? Yep. And her name was? Perfect. And then did you want Chantelle to be your next of kin contact as well? Perfect. And her number was? Perfect. That's not for any sort of marketing purposes or anything. It's only in the event that we couldn't get a hold of you. We'd just give you a call. Perfect. And then as far as your job, are you still doing like the leading hand operator work? Yep. Still at the steel mill? Yep. And what was the name of that employer, sorry? Perfect. And are you still just doing the full-time work? Yep. And is that regular hours or do you do a bit of overtime? Perfect. And are you working with any like hazardous materials or above 12 meters when doing the operating work? Hot steel, no chemicals or anything like that? Perfect. And are you with doing like the leading hand work, do you do a bit of office work with that as well, or is it 100% on the floor? About a 90-10 sort of split, about 10% of your day is probably doing. All right, get that updated. And with that one there, do you have any qualifications you haven't previously listed with that role, or is it just sort of industry work? All right, just track that down there. And then with that role there with the leading hand operator work, how long have you been doing that specific role? Perfect. And then as far as your income, do you know sort of what your income was annually last year or what you're sort of set to earn this year? Yep. And is that the, do you know your base rate without the overtime as well or? Perfect. I'll chuck that down there. And then do you know roughly sort of what you're spending each week and what you're sort of putting away in savings at all? Like, you don't have like a set amount each week that you're sort of aiming to put in savings at the moment or? No set amount. As an average, maybe $100 a week sort of gets moved away to some sort of savings. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just chuck unsure because those sort of lump sum amounts and that, but that's fine. And then with your employer, do you just get the 12% super contributions at the moment? Do you know if it's more than that or not? Yep, perfect. And then as far as like any other contributions you're making to super, are you doing any sort of salary sacrifice or planning to at the moment or? Perfect. And with your work, you're not currently under an enterprise bargaining agreement, just a normal employment contract? Do you know when that's meant to be? Like, is just waiting for the final draft to be sent out to be signed, or? Alright, just shut that down. And you don't know if you get sort of any other benefits apart from like your hourlies and things like that. Is there anything else that sort of we should be aware of, or? Yeah, no, that's fine. And I'll just get some updated details there. You said you've got the primary residence still, so is that around the 360,000, or has that gone up a bit, or? Yep. And with that and the building costs and everything, do you know what the mortgage is sort of sitting at with that? $570. And when's that set to be finished, do you reckon? Perfect. And then you said, did you have an investment property as well, sorry? Okay, and the one you're currently living in, is that a rent? That's not the rent, that's a primary. So how much is that one worth at the moment? And then you plan on sort of doing the same thing once you move into the other one, is doing it up a bit? Perfect. And then is there a mortgage attached to that one or is it all on the other property? $11. And are they owned jointly or are they like in, like if you got the one property and she's got the other one in her name? Perfect. And then, do you still have the car worth around the 70,000? Yep. And do you have anything owing on that one still? Yep. And with the caravan, how much is that one sort of worth at the moment? Still around the 50 mark or? And there's nothing owing on the bike worth 5,000? Oh, 13, sorry. Oh, okay, maybe. Track that down. And is there any other sort of assets you haven't mentioned that you? That's fine. Do you have a small sort of say cash buffer in your savings at the moment, if you don't mind me asking, or? Okay, and do you know how much is sort of sitting in your offset at the moment? Perfect. Chuck that one down. Now I'll leave that one there for now. And so these ones are a bit left field, but just as I said, they beefed up the process a bit. So sorry if you've answered these previously, but you haven't declared bankruptcy or entered a Part 9 debt agreement at all? Perfect. And you're not politically exposed or a tax resident for any other foreign like country or anything? Brilliant. And then, as far as your health going for your non-expected hospital trips, everything going largely well? Perfect. Not taking any medications currently? Brilliant. Still smoker though? Yep. And when did you stop that? 6 months ago. So I'll just have to double check your insurance policy as well. I'm not too sure if you've got the smokers rates or not on that policy. But if you've, I believe you do, yeah. So if you stay like non-smoking, that's like nicotine patches, gum, everything for 12 months, we can look at getting those smokers rates and moved off that NEOS policy as well. Save you a bit of money. So either, yeah, in 6 months' time or next sort of annual review, we can definitely look at sort of knocking those smokers rates off. Perfect. And then as far as private health cover, do you own any private health cover at the moment? Perfect. And is that just like hospitals and extras? Yeah, so you get like the dental and everything, and then the perfect. Perfect. And then I know you did have a will in place, but I'm not too sure if you've updated it since your separation. Have you managed to get around to doing that? Okay. I just had needs to be updated. That just might be in the fact that you don't have one. Because I was going to say, yeah, any separation sort of invalidates a will anyway. So it's definitely something you should have, especially when you've got blended families as well. It can make it a bit more difficult if something was to happen unexpectedly. Not to say that we can draw them up wills. We can obviously make recommendations depending on what you sort of want to achieve with it. But then you can also do joint wills with your new partner. But we can send you some lawyer information, just on basic wills and estates, and then their pricing to give you a starting point if you'd like. Yep, no problem. I'll leave it with you then. If ever you did want that little information, have a read through, feel free. But we don't even get anything if you go with them or not. So. Just something we prov yeah, perfect. Yeah, and then when you do that as well, you can also talk about powers of attorney and advanced health directives, things like that sort of make it a bit more airtight. And then as far as the nomination, I do have currently Chantelle as your beneficiary. With the insurance one, I believe it expires in 2027, so it wasn't non-binding, non-lapsing. So that one, we'll just have to keep an eye on that and update in 2027 to whoever you'd like it to be. Perfect. You can change the nomination and redo it, but you have to redo it in 2027 anyway to the non-lapsing. If that's the option they do. And then with that one there, you said Chantelle's last name was Humphreys. On the form here I've got it's her last name there is Kneebone. Okay, because with that as well, we might need to update those just in the fact that the names don't match up at the moment. So with that, did you want those to be sent via like email to be printed and filled out, or would you like those just sent in the mail? It's important, just a note, probably the only thing, if you just plan on doing Chantelle as well, is just 100% for both nominations again. Just with that one, she can't be the one to witness it because she's the nomination. But save even if the kids are around, as long as they're over 18, they can witness it for you. Or just anyone over the age of 18, as long as they're not the beneficiary. Perfect. I'll just make a note of that. And then as far as the goals, we haven't got too much. I know you're sort of focusing mainly on the renovation project over the last 12 months, but have you got sort of anything moving forward that you're working towards? Any holidays, anything like that? And then sort of in regards to your super, have you been keeping an eye on that at all? Have you had a look? Are you happy with how it's going? The login detail, yeah. Perfect. And you don't know your pass, so you'd need your password reset email as well sent to you. I'll make a note of that, and they'll just when they get around to it, they'll send it all as sort of in the next like the emails following each other. And then as far as insurances, there you've got, pardon me, you've got your life, and then you've got your total permanent disability, and then also your income protection cover that you are paying quite a bit for now, given you know the older you do get, and just given your occupation, it's more the riskier one plus the smokers rates. So the premium for that one is creeping up there quite high. With the discount, it becomes around 10,800 for that level of cover. Now, have you had a think about what you potentially want it to cover still? Do you reckon with maybe the offset you could push out like your waiting period for your income protection to lower the cost a bit, or you're satisfied with the level of cover you have? As long as you're happy paying that for the year, like obviously it's a 12 monthly premium, but if you say we did wait the 12 months and then lower it and you've already paid the premium, you get rebated the difference. So as long as you're happy with that one, I can even see when the sort of next payment will come out. So the next payment due date is in December. So sort of next annual review, you'd be sort of 6 months in. It'd probably be a little bit higher than what it currently is now for the next 12 months, just given that it goes up a bit slightly each year. But if you sort of get that notice and then want to review it at that time as well in 6 months' time, feel free to give us a call as well. Yeah, I can put a reminder in, or we can even just do a quick review now. So with that one, we can either just look at lowering like what you currently have and just knocking it back down a bit for what you currently have, or we can look at rewriting the whole policy. Now, that would involve just going through underwriting as well. So we'd go through what we call a pre-assessment process where we get you booked in, we go a bit over your health, any past health conditions, a bit on your occupation again, and then also a bit of family health questions. And then from that, yeah, sorry. Yeah, from that, we just send that off blindly to the insurers to see what they'll offer cover at, because we don't want to give you something like worse than what you currently have. And then from there, we can kind of gauge what they'll offer cover for and at what rates and if there's any exclusions or any other loadings and things like that. But in saying that, we can definitely just, I can book it in so like we follow up in 6 months, and that way we can review your super and insurances all in one big hit. And then hopefully, you know, it's been 6 months since you stopped smoking then as well. And worst case scenario, we can try and get those removed. Perfect. I'll just make a note of that one. Sounds like you're pretty busy with the renos and everything as well. You're probably taking up a fair bit of your spare time going around there. Yeah, no, I completely understand that one. So yeah, we'll just do the 6 month review there. But given that though, have you got an idea of what you want your insurances to achieve? Like with the cover you have now, it covers nearly the full mortgage value. Is that sort of what you're mainly trying to do, is just cover the primary residence once you sort of get there? It's mortgage value, or yeah, because with that, you know, if you were sort of totally permanently disabled, it just means that you'd have to like rely on sort of any government assistance programs following that, because once you sort of pay off the mortgage, there wouldn't be sort of anything left. There'd still even be a little bit of a debt. But in saying that, in 6 months, we can have a bit more of a conversation around it and go through the process and see what they're willing to offer cover at as well. Perfect. And is there anything else that you're sort of working towards that I haven't sort of addressed at the moment? Yep, completely understandable. It's a big cost and a lot of effort. My dad's kind of renovating his place at the moment. Good thing I live far enough away that I'm not dragged away every weekend, so it's all right. And then I'll just quickly go into a risk profile. Now, these questions are quite similar to what you would have answered, just to make sure we're in line with what we currently got you invested in. I'll dive into those. You haven't made any direct share investments in the last 12 months? Perfect. And then once an investment's been placed, you're sort of investing for that long term still. You're not like planning on selling like even your investment property. It's still that sort of 10 plus year investment mindset. Perfect. And then with inflation, obviously the cost of living keeps going up. You probably feel that with the small kids and, you know, even just their schooling costs. But are you still willing to accept a certain amount of risk to outpace that inflation instead of like just cash in the bank? Are you happy with like a higher amount of risk or a more moderate amount of risk? Yep, would you say that's on the higher level or more of a moderate level? Yeah, unfortunately for yourself there as well, like in terms of super, you've still got a fair ways to go before you can even touch it. So definitely on the younger side of things. And then this one's a bit more hypothetical, but say you did invest in something, whether it's super or not, and then 6 months after you did it, decreased by 20%. Say $1,000 went in, it's at 800. Do you reckon you'd sell that to minimize it going down anymore, or just hold and wait for it to come back, or maybe chuck in a little bit extra at the downturn? Yep, in saying that, that's sort of like just generally speaking, but I'll chuck that down for now because, yeah, it's that sort of risk aversion. Generally, over the long term, markets do come back up. I'll show you a chart here when I send out the documents in a bit anyway to illustrate that a bit more. But it's not to say it's like a dodgy investment or things like that. It's more of just markets as a whole. But in, yep, and in saying that as well, do you have in set like in your mind like what you're trying to achieve out of your super as far as like a return each year? Do you have like a figure you'd be happy with as a percentage? Yeah, so it's done 10.42% for the last 12 months. So with that, and given that you're in a growth portfolio current or high growth portfolio current, it's kind of in line with what you expect. Anything above 8%, given what even with Trump and his tariff talk, is quite good. Yeah, so in saying that, this last 6 months has been quite a bit stagnant. So most of that was made sort of in the 6 months of end of last year. Most of it sort of a little bit over maybe for the last 6 months, given that in February when he announced all the tariffs, everything took a bit of a dive. But yeah, still not too bad as overall. So you'd be happy if you're getting sort of 8% and above then? Perfect. And then with things like COVID, where your super did take a bit of a hit, did you sort of watch that much? Were you a bit concerned? Did you have a look at it much back then? So a little bit cautious, but not sort of making any moves to. Yeah, no, that's fun. And as far as borrowed money, I know you've got the investment property, the property. But would you put borrowed money into anything like a bit riskier? Would you ever put like borrowed money into like a share portfolio or any sort of managed funds or anything like that? No, I completely understand that. So that has brought you out to a growth investor, which is slightly below what you are currently invested in. So a growth portfolio is kind of, at least according to Oakview's philosophy at the moment, an 80-20 split. So about 80% invested in the market and about 20% more defensive assets. So that defensive portion is like your fixed interest, your cash, and then the 80% growth assets are things like your shares, your property, those sort of assets that go up and down a lot more, but also get the longer growth, like the more growth over the long term. But in saying that, the portfolio in now is about a 90-10 split, so about 10% more invested. That's not to say it's riskier in terms of the investments. It just means that it's more actively invested in those growth assets compared to the that growth portion. So yeah, about 10% more invested in things like your shares and property. But in saying that, oops, sorry. Yeah, perfect. So with that, we recommend even with growth anyway, so that 7 to 10 years holding it. So you've got more than enough time on your hands to maintain a bit more exposure in your super, and then hopefully get those higher returns there as well. So I'll leave that the same then. What I'll do now is I'll just quickly log back into DocuSign, and I'll get that sent out to you, and we'll have a quick run through your documents for the last 12 months. If you've got any sort of questions from that as well, you can let me know how we're going. So that's just loading back up because it's logged me out. Do you have access to your emails at the moment? Perfect. I'll get that open. Perfect. And this will just be going to econyard05@gmail.com. And that should be with you there shortly. And then we can just go quick run through everything, see if you've got any questions in relation to anything. Just while that's coming through there as well, Evan, is there anything that I've sort of touched on that you want to sort of add to or any questions regarding anything? Perfect. As I said too, the number's always open. So should you feel like you need to have a chat about anything at any point in the time, you can always sort of reach out. As I said, like in that 6 months time, we'll probably do like a full review just of your super and your insurance and your investments, just given the time you've been on board. And make sure everything's up to scratch. But since you, yeah, we'll probably wait that 6 months just for that insurance portion and the smokers rates. Hopefully we can get something a bit better out there as well. But yeah, that insurance premium is on the higher side of things. So we definitely want to keep an eye on that one. Yeah, if you could hit review on that. You don't have to sign everything yet. Once we go through everything, you can even sort of take your time and have a look at this afternoon if you want to go through them a bit more in depth. But if you click review, continue, accept the electronic signatures, it will try and prompt you through, but we can just go through them. It'll allow you just to review them all first. The first one you should be able to see once it all comes through is just the summary of superannuation and insurance. Perfect. So that's just a little snapshot of your account as at today. So with that one there, the documents were updated today. There's your NEOS insurances. As I said, you know, you've got that $420,000 worth of cover plus your income protection. Now the income protection is probably even on the slider side of under insurance, but if that covers your bills at the end of the day too, it doesn't matter a whole heap. I think just given your occupation and the smokers rates, generally it's just a bit riskier, so they charge a bit more. But in saying that, the longer you hold the insurances, the longer, like, it's sort of like a curve. The premium sort of goes up as well as age. It also just holding the policy goes up. So it's definitely worth a review. But we can definitely just do that when the policy comes up in 6 months' time. The next one you'll be able to see there is just your asset performance. So this just highlights the different like asset classes you do hold and their returns for the year. Now, with those wars and everything like that, the bonus with that, I guess, is everyone goes back to that harder currency. So gold's done really well, which is a nice portion of your portfolio. The Benage Fund, the Benelong Fund, hasn't done too great. So in the 6 months' time, we'll probably review that as well. Because given it's managed, you pay a little bit more for it, a bit of a premium. And then the fact that it's not doing too fantastic is kind of just like double down on not too great. But overall, the rest of your portfolio has picked up the slack and you've done around that, as I said, 10.42%. Which, as that dollar figure, is around 29,000 in growth and income in the period. Did you have any questions regarding that, Evan? Perfect. The next one there is just a Vanguard index chart. This just is just a standard chart. It just shows you the different asset classes and the returns you sort of averagely get. Now, US shares or international shares generally always does sort of slightly better than Australia, and currently the international shares is doing a bit below Australia on this chart at least, but over the long term it generally sort of outweighs. But in saying that, the main thing is the difference between the like your bonds and your cash rate. If you're just sitting in cash, sure, you wouldn't drop in value as much, but in saying that, you wouldn't get the growth out of it if you were to just hold those growth assets through all those dips and peaks through those recessions. Just more of a visual representation of that. You've just also got your NEOS plan protection schedule. So that's your certificate of currency, just a bit more in regards to the cover you hold. So that's just for your records there. As I said before, that 4 week waiting period and 2 year benefit period. Now, given that you've got a bit in that offset as well, we could look at pushing out that waiting period as well. That is the most sort of expensive part of your policy. It's about $7,000 just for the income protection side of things, just given your occupation. The next one there, you'll be able to see your fee disclosure statement. That just highlights the services you have access to, Evan, and then also the fee you did pay for the year. So given your balance, it's at 1.65, it's around 4,800. And that return that you got also includes that fee in it. So that's after the fees taken out of that account as well. It is predicted to be a tiny bit higher next year, just based on the fact that we predict your balance to continue to grow. And just confirming too there, Evan, your partner's, like your current partner's not a client with us at the moment? Okay. The reason I just mentioned that is because there's a coupling fee with Oakview, just as if your partner is on board, it just drops down to 1.1 for the pair if they were on board. So I'm not too sure what Chantel does or anything, but if she ever did want a conversation and ever did come on board, it would just mean a lowering of the fees for both of you. So not to try and sell you on anything, but yeah, if you did want to have the conversation, there's no charge for that as well, but it just sort of works out in the best interest sort of both of you in the long run with that lower fee. The Next one there is just a financial services guide that just highlights sort of the updates in regards to business, generally unchanged from probably the last one you got, with the mission statement, vision statement, and also the wealth cycle. Plenty of good information on OFU itself, the services they offer, and anything. If you had any sort of questions, you can always give us a call about that as well, but I won't dwell on it. The next one there would just be ongoing fee arrangement consent form if you're happy to stay on for the next 12 months. Now, a bit of peace of mind, in fact, we're not like Telstra or anything. We won't hold you hostage if you sort of did sign on and in 3 months' time decide you want to do something different. So don't feel any pressure with that one as well. It just highlights the fee expected to be paid, much like that fee disclosure statement. And it's just that 12 month to say that you want to stay on for that ongoing client for the next 12 months. The last one there is just a tax file opt-in form. So with that, Evan, we do hold your tax file number on file. This is just an update to the form, a bit more compliant in the way we're storing things, and every document it goes on after it's been submitted just gets redacted when it's saved on file, just so your tax file number is just in the one spot and doesn't get moved around or shifted or emailed out accidentally. But in saying that, it's not to say anything has happened. It's just being a bit proactive in that thought. Any questions in regards to any of that at all today, Evan? Pretty happy with everything. Didn't want to discuss anything not mentioned. Yeah, I'll definitely chuck that in. As I said, I definitely want to review that insurance premium there for you. But yeah, it works a bit better when you've got a bit more time on your hands there as well. Sometimes it can drag out a bit when we can't get a hold of each other and it's a bit of tennis phone call back and forth. But we'll definitely touch base in that 6 months. Hopefully you're all settled and in a new place and we can sort of get that done quickly. But, nothing you wanted to touch on, Ben? No problem at all. Yeah, so it's around the $302,000 as a dollar figure. Pretty happy with that and how it all went this year? Yeah, obviously, you know, the insurance premium pays a big part in the fact that it could be a little bit higher. But in saying that, you know, we'll definitely review that and make sure it's not sort of negatively impacting you moving forward. You still got plenty of time on your side and you get the most sort of growth out of your super. Bit closer to retirement anyway. When you've got that higher balance, you know, you get 10% on a, you know, $400,000-$500,000 balance. That's when it starts to really compound and get you those bigger returns in regards to a dollar figure. Perfect. Well, I won't dwell on anything else anymore. I believe all your accounts up to date other than that one, so I'll let you get back to it. If we ever sort of need to contact you, we'll just shoot your email, give you a call, but the line's always open the other way as well, Evan. No problem at all. Enjoy the rest of your hour. Bye, mate.